current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to this week's segment of News Right Now. Last stand. On Friday, June 13th, 2025, after years of posturing and threats, the Zionist entity launched a full-scale assault on Iran. Nuclear facilities were bombed, and a number of Iranian scientists and leaders were assassinated in a series of calculated, unprovoked attacks. This marked a historic moment, not because it was unexpected, but because of how preventable it was. Iran responded with missile strikes on Tel Aviv, Haifa, and other areas within occupied Palestine. Yet these reactive strikes only underscore the deep strategic failures that have defined Iran's approach for years. The truth is, Iran had its guard down. Its inability to foresee this aggression and protect key assets reflects a gross miscalculation, a failure that has only emboldened the Zionist entity. Rather than aligning its capabilities with the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the liberation of Muslim lands, Iran chose to play within the framework of global powers who seek only to exploit and fragment the Ummah. It had opportunities, real opportunities, to take decisive action for the liberation of Palestine. Instead of using its resources and infrastructure to strike the heart of the occupation, it allowed itself to be manipulated, drawn into regional conflicts that serve the interests of others. Iran could have worked to unify the Ummah around the cause of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. It could have refused to be a pawn in sectarian conflicts. It could have struck when the Zionist entity was vulnerable, but instead, it hesitated, it calculated, and in doing so, it lost the chance to lead. Now, when Iran attacks, it is not from strength, but from necessity. It fights not for Al-Aqsa, not for Gaza, not for the Ummah, but for self-preservation. And while it may seek honor through these acts of retaliation, true honor does not come through cautious diplomacy, defensive strikes, or hollow rhetoric. Honor is attained only by those who strive to implement the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who wage jihad not for national interest but for the liberation of the Ummah, who fought not from reaction but from conviction. It is through the establishment of the Khilafah Rashida, the rightly guided caliphate, that the lands of Islam will be truly liberated. Through this, the occupation of Palestine will end, Al-Aqsa will be restored, and the enemies of Islam will be driven out. Not through compromise, but through sincere obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
إن أحسنتم أحسنتم لأنفسكم وإن أسأتم فلها فإذا جاء وعد الآخرة ليسوء وجوهكم وليدخلوا المسجد كما دخلوه أول مرة وليتبروا ما علوا تتبيرا.
If you do good, it will be for your own benefit, but if you do evil, it will be to your own loss. And when the second promise came to pass, we sent your enemies to shame your faces, and to enter the masjid as they entered it before, and to destroy utterly all that they conquered. Surah Al-Isra, Ayah 7. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the nusra through those who do not hesitate, who do not negotiate with oppression, and who do not fear the blame of the blamers. Liberation will not come from those who practice restraint in the face of tyranny, or who echo empty slogans. It will come through those who fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with resolve, sincerity, and unwavering belief. Jazakumullahu khairan for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.